are working out here. We're taking care of business right here at Biz Talk. And we have got a great show for you this morning. We're so glad you could join us on this snowy Saturday morning on the eve of the week before the Green Bay Packers hit the turf in Dallas. And so it's an exciting show, an exciting time to be living up in this part of the country. Right, Tony?
Frozen tundra. It's good. And the Packers are going to win next week.
They sure are. And I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
And we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk, as we do every Saturday morning. So got a great show, a good guest. A couple of things we want to talk about before we get into the show this morning. But if you've been listening, then you know that what we talk about is business and entrepreneurship. And we are here to empower and help you with a lot of issues that might be coming along, whether you're in the startup phase or the ongoing phase. We don't care. We talk it. And all you got to do is give us a call. We'll give out the numbers in just a little bit.
Right.
A couple of things, Tony. Let's talk a little bit about our sponsors and maybe
sure.
a few other things.
You bet, Jim. We're grateful for the sponsorship that is provided for the program. Our sponsors include Associated Bank, who's been with us for a number of years, Epiphany Law, a full-service law firm that works only on business. issues. They don't deal with personal injury or divorce. Strictly business. Albertson Hailing CPA firm. Kurt Hailing, the partner here in Appleton. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. If you have any questions on accounting, and a lot of folks will this time of year,
yep.
give Kurt Hailing a call over at Hailing, Albertson Hailing CPAs. And we also have the Lakeview Credit Union
right.
as a sponsor.
Yep.
They're a new sponsor for us. We very much appreciate having them on board. And a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical,
right.
which costs only $20 a year, and it comes out every other week, and it does have very relevant business news information if you're looking to stay current.
That's great a way to tool. Do it. Absolutely.
I would also yeah. like to direct all the listening audience to the SCORE Chapter's website. BizTalk works closely with the SCORE Chapter, and we often refer people to the SCORE Chapter as a resource for helping the business owner with issues they might be facing as they're starting or growing their business. The SCORE website is scorefoxcities.com, and right there on that website, the folks can fill out an application request for counseling,
right.
and within right. probably a week or so, someone will be contacting the business owner for scheduling an appointment to meet.
Actually, it's 48 hours now. We have a new edict. So usually it's hopefully within 48
well,
hours.
Well, yeah. yeah, but let's be careful about setting that expectation because even nationally, we're all volunteers and we don't man the office every day. So
true. Absolutely.
Our hope is yeah. to get within 48 hours. But
we'll and we might mention all of the sponsors are very small business friendly. Albertson
right.
Hailing and Epiphany Law. I mean, this is their business.
Right.
And, of course, Associated Bank is one of the always near the top as a leader in small business lending.
Well, they're the top SBA lender in Wisconsin, and they've been in the top 10 nationally for a number of years
yep.
now. And
yeah.
they are a full service, great commercial bank to deal with.
So
and Lakeview Credit Union does a great job with business lending as well.
Yeah. No announcements this morning? Anything on the plate?
Nope. No announcements this morning. We have a clean slate for announcements.
But, good. Okay.
Stay tuned, and if you'd like to see what's going on with regard to the SCORE Chapter, go to scorefoxcities.com.
Right.
There's always interesting stuff going on there.
And if you want to look in on the radio show, you can link out to the radio show from scorefoxcities.com. But BizTalk with SCORE is our website. People can
right.
go there. And if you forget the number, I'm going to give out the phone numbers. If you want to call us this morning, somebody out there may have a question for us. 281-1150 if you are in Appleton. And if you are in Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. And if you're in outside of the area, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, over in Sheboygan, Chilton, whatever, 866-887-1151. I've got to be careful because all of Green Bay is out of town. They're down in Dallas now. So,
we're streaming down there. We stream worldwide, you know, Jim.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So even if you're in Dallas, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150.
Anywhere in the world, you can
stream worldwide.
You can get it. Okay, why don't Robbie's running the board for us this morning, and we will take a short break. And you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
At
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about money, and it's not just for the wealthy. It's about protecting you during life and protecting your loved ones when you're gone. This is why estate planning isn't just for the rich. It's for everyone. Epiphany Law has expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and can help you maintain control of your assets. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, and we are back talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush this morning. And we got to get some good bumper music in here. Better, you know, better bumper music.
Yeah, I know a little duo that does good music.
You know somebody? Yeah. You know, okay. All right.
It's called Rossetti and
Quigley. Quigley Down Under.
Rossetti and Quigletti.
Yeah, Quigletti.
Quigletti.
At the Festa, that's, yeah, we're going to name him that. But nobody's going to buy into it. All right. Right. So we are talking biz. It's, hey, it's great to be back here. It's, you know, the new year. Things are kicking off. For those of you who are just starting your business and you want to ask a question, our guest will be willing to take calls this morning. Got a great show. Got a good guest. And as you know, we always interview people who are either experts in business and or people who have started a business, developed a business, grown a business, no matter what phase. Some people have started a business, gone out of business, and want to talk about that. And we share that, too, because some of our clients at SCORE that Tony and I do counseling for elect not to go in business, and that sometimes is a decision, and a good one, too.
That's as much a success as someone who decides to go into business.
It is.
Because it's the decision that's right at the time. Maybe they'll go into business later.
Exactly.
Our guest this morning, Jim, is Laura Warhurst, who owns a company called A-Action Steamway, LLC.
And she started this business, what, back in 1994, is that right, Laura?
Right.
And
good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Welcome to BizTalk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Started in 94, so you are doing something right if you've been in business that long. People that made it, what, a year, we congratulate. So you've covered some ground in the business. What prompted you? Was it, you didn't just wake up one day and say, I want to go into the cleaning and restoration business. Obviously, you had a plan, right?
Some sort of a plan, yeah. We had moved up into the area for other employment, and that didn't work out, so we decided we would start our own business and move from there.
So you left a real job.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And started the business.
Right.
Okay.
Laura, when you started your business, you started as a cleaning business, and that was in 1994. And just fast forward to today, what is your business involved in? What kind of work do you do?
About a year after we started our cleaning service, then we started in carpet cleaning, residential and commercial. And then 2 years ago, we started into water restoration, which is...
Like flooding and things like that.
Flooding, broken pipes.
What's probably going to happen after all the snow starts to melt and basements flood, and you come to the rescue?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Back when you started your business, Laura, it was 1994, and there was a big wave of entrepreneurism going on at that time. People were starting businesses. What is it that prompted you to go ahead and pull the trigger and go for it? What were you thinking when you did that? A lot of entrepreneurs, people listening to the show, are working right now. They have a job someplace. They don't know how long their job will last, or maybe they're planning on leaving or retiring, whatever the situation. But they don't sometimes recognize what is it that, okay, I'm ready to pull the trigger. Can you describe for us what it was that gave you the assurance, I'm going to go for this?
The need for a paycheck?
Well, that always helps.
That's a big one.
That usually helps, yeah. My dad has always been in business for himself, well, not always, but for several years, and so it wasn't a strange thing to me at all.
Okay.
I could see how it works, and you can make it work, but you have to work at it. Mm-hmm. It's way different than working for somebody.
You mean you don't just work 8 hours a day?
No.
How many hours do you work a day?
25? There are days like that, yes. Day, evening, night.
Sure. There's a lot to do, and someone has to keep the ship going, keep operation going.
Yes.
And everything falls on your shoulders, hiring, doing the work, marketing, bookkeeping, supplies, vendors.
And in our line of work, with our employees out in the evening, that's till, 2 in the morning. So always on with that also.
So you have a pretty long day.
Some days can be long.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, you mentioned the starting the business because the job didn't work out. And sometimes we look at the job situation as, oh, boy, that was a terrible situation. But in your case, it might have been a blessing, because it got you into your own business. And I think if you look back, you've been in business since 94, so you're obviously doing something right. You're still in business. Looking back at this thing, how do you feel about it? You're happy to be in your...
Yes. Yeah. I think it was the best move I've ever made, especially as a woman or a man, whichever, when you have young children. I had young children at the time, and your schedule can be more flexible.
Sure.
You put in more hours, but you can be flexible also. So
if the kids have something at school or you have to run them to an activity, you can do that without having to be at a job tending a machine or in an office somewhere.
Yeah, you don't have to punch out and tell the boss, hey, I'm going to pick up my kids, and he goes, you aren't going to.
Right, yeah. And we had our office in our home at the time, and that was a huge plus to me.
Now, as your company grew, Laura, you started in 94, and a couple of years ago you entered the market of doing water restoration damage.
Yes.
From water problems. What sort of considerations did you look at to say, I can do that, there's a niche there, there's room for me? You must kind of evaluate, or did someone just come along and say, you do the residential and commercial cleaning, can you do this too? Or was there an invitation like that?
There was actually my partner, where we have always bought our equipment for our carpet cleaning. They were into the water restoration and kind of brought that to his attention. And from there, he did research on it, and we went from there.
So an equipment supplier or a product supplier?
Yes.
Suggested you maybe enter the restoration. That's kind of an interesting lead in. It's not something that you were looking for.
No, not at all.
But you were listening.
Right.
And you, let's look at that.
Right.
Let's look into it and see what the merits are.
Right. It has helped also to not, as people say, put all your eggs in one basket either. You have different venues for your business.
Yeah.
Now, that created another opportunity for you, I think, as well, in terms of your customer base.
Yes.
Because you were doing commercial residential cleaning, and now you're doing water restoration. And if I have a water problem in my house, the window breaks, the snow melts, like Jim said, and floods my basement, I'll call you. But if I don't think of calling you, I'll make a claim to my insurance company. And that becomes a source, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Insurance agents, the claims agents.
Yep.
They're very important to us.
you're down the road in this business and you've got employees now, but I just wanted to digress back to the startup days, because when you went into this, you pretty much had to do all the work yourself, I mean, there wasn't, you get up and, hey, I'm the business.
Right,
And
that's quite a, It allows you to run it, but it's a weight on your shoulders, but you control it too a little bit more than if you work for somebody.
So how long were you in business before you were able to hire your first employees?
Probably within the year, I think.
Really?
We hired.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you're in a business, and I do know, as I mentioned, I counsel people, similar businesses, and one of the hardest things they're always talking about is getting the employees and the type of employee that they know is going to be showing up at the job.
Right.
And has that been a problem?
That can be tough at times, yes. We do background checks on all of our employees to see, you know, if there's anything out there like that. But it's just hard to tell sometimes when you're interviewing somebody which way it's going to go.
Well, you know, and people sometimes can fool you. You know, you've been down that road a time or two. You go, wait a minute, I'm gun shy.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to go too gun shy either, because that can be a problem.
No, because you can miss out on.
Yeah.
In your business, Laura, you probably have to have some sort of an insurance or bond program, because you're in folks' homes and you're in their business places when they're gone home.
Sure.
So things are not going to be missing when they come back to work the next morning.
Right, yeah. So
in order to satisfy the bonding and the insurance requirements, you have to do a certain background check.
Right, right. It just is another way to protect yourself or our customers.
In your employee base, do you have a training program for your employees? Have you developed some sort of a training program? Here's how we do things, and this is the priority. And if you use equipment, bring it back. If you use some supplies, let us know how much you used.
Right. We do have that. We train our employees. We have one of our employees that she kind of does that for us sometimes, too, depending on what all we have going on. But in each account for our janitorial business, we have task sheets that we work with the customer and put on this task sheet what they want, and then things we do in every account. And that is what our employees follow. So we're kind of all on the same page, the customer, the employee, and myself.
That's important, that communication, because without that, things can fall apart pretty quickly.
Yes.
And customers can become upset the service isn't good. And they end up leaving, going somewhere else.
Right.
So it's important to work through the employees to deliver it, just like you would if you were working on
it.
Having those programs helps a lot.
Okay, we are talking with Laura Warhurst of A Action Steamway, LLC. And if you want to give us a call, I'm going to give out the numbers again. Give us a call. Maybe somebody, you got some customers out there might be listening, Laura?
Hi. You never know.
call us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, call us at 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, we get you at 866-887-1150 on our TDS Metricom toll-free line. So we'll get you right in if you give us a call. And again, you know, sometimes just people hearing, like yourself, Laura, that have started the business and built the business, and especially in a case like you started it, a lot of people are sitting out there, as Tony mentioned, don't know if they're going to have a job next month, next week, and sometimes I've always wanted to start a business, just like you said.
Sure.
Your father was self-employed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you come from a background of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And when you started your business, Laura, it's probably pretty much a family affair, wasn't it? Everybody had to chip in one way or another, accommodating your schedule.
Yes.
Doing a little cleaning, you know, storing things.
Yes.
Was that fun? Did the kids learn anything?
The kids were usually pretty good about it. They got tired of our phones ringing a lot.
Oh, I bet. They couldn't use the phone, huh?
Well, not then. No, they couldn't use it, but they did get a little annoyed with the phone.
Are any of the kids involved in the business, or is that too young?
Actually, our daughter, when she was in high school, she cleaned for us, which she wasn't real
thrilled
about working. Yeah, but anyway. And
she could clean the customers, but she couldn't do her own bedroom. Is that how it works?
Amen.
That's mom's job.
Mom's the cleaner. And our son does work for us now. We have our employees have to call in and out of every account when they get in. And so he's a night owl, so he takes our phone calls at night.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great idea, checking a balance, so make sure they showed up. Okay, we are talking biz right here in Biz Talks. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with Laura Warhurst. We'll be right back to our conversation here at Business Radio, Business Talk Radio Network right here. We'll be right back.
K or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
If I have a will, do I really need estate planning? A will is simply one piece of an estate plan. Often a trust is a preferred tool if privacy, taxes, creditor protection, or probate costs are a concern. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning, which empowers you with the tools you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
You're listening to the voice of your NFC champion Green Bay Packers.
The Packers are Super Bowl bound!
1150 WHBY.
We are back talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Now, that was a good intro.
That was a great intro.
That was a great intro. Go Packers. We're going to win the Super Bowl next week.
Oh, man. People are very, very excited.
Number 13 world champion.
And why not? Why shouldn't they be? Okay, we got Ron from Appleton on the phone. Ron, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. You got a question for Laura this morning?
Yeah, good morning. I do. I'm wondering for pet odors in a carpet, how that powder that you sprinkle on and then wait a little while and vacuum off works.
Oh,
and I'll just hang up and listen to the answer.
Good question.
Okay. The powder, in fact, last week I belonged to a business networking group, and I took in from two different carpets. I took in dirt from one carpet that had not had that used, mm-hmm. and the carpet that had that used, and what you see is disgusting. But more importantly, when you put that powder on there and then you have your carpet extracted, it can make the carpet very gummy feeling. And it is just not good to use.
You mean the powder is not good?
The powder, no.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I was going to say, maybe I learned, because I got a pet. And he doesn't go in the house anymore, but he did.
Right.
So don't use the powder.
Don't use the powder, no. Okay. It's not good for your carpet. It gets down in the pad, so then every time you have your carpet cleaned, it pulls it to the top, to the surface, and then it's just gummy feeling.
What should someone use if they have a... If you have an odd job, you have a carpenter dog in the house, they do odd jobs around the house. What do you do? How do you fix it?
Get some enzyme from a chemical place. Using like Resolve, things like that are not good for your carpet either. But go to a place that sells chemical and get some enzyme. And you can treat those odors to where then the pets don't smell them again, they don't
go back to that place.
Right.
Now, does your company offer that type of cleaning on carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And what is your contact data? If someone wants to get a phone number or go to your website, how do they reach you on?
Our office number is 920-830-0591, or for emergencies, you dial 920-915-6331. And our website is www.aactionsteamway.com.
Is that no hyphen in that A Action, is there?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
That was aactionsteamway.com?
.com.
And what was the office number again?
920-830-0591.
0591. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
We will. Now, what it was the A Action so you could get first place in the Yellow Pages?
kind of.
That's had something to do with it?
That's a performance grade.
Okay. Good old marketing trick.
A plus.
Yes.
A plus.
Now, speaking of marketing now, you mentioned a partner in the business.
Yes.
And so that the two of you have different functions. I mean, mm-hmm. they handle administrative. Who handles the marketing side?
We both kind of work at that.
Okay.
He does more of that than I do, but we both work at that. Each of us belong to a different business networking group. And
yeah, I heard that. I heard you mention business net BNI or
BNI.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
How's that worked out for you?
It's great.
Is it? Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It has brought us a lot of business, brought us lots of contacts. It's nice that we can give business to other
people
also.
I'm glad to hear you say that because I started a BNI group at one time.
Oh, okay.
And it's very structured.
Yes.
They want you there, but... and for some of the businesses that participate, it can really be a great source of business referrals.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Laura, when you started your company back in 94, before the show started, I asked you about, did you have to go to the bank and borrow money? And you said you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably been a pleasant experience mm-hmm. in the long run. It worked, and you were able to... get
yes.
your business going and
mm-hmm.
and stayed at peace with the bank. And I think you mentioned you're with the same bank that you started
mm-hmm.
with even today.
Yes.
That's very good.
We are.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what was the process of going to the bank and borrowing money? I was a business lender for 30 years, and a lot of folks don't feel comfortable coming in and asking for money. How did you prepare for that? How did that work for you? Can you share some inspirational things for our listening audience on you should be this and this and get this done and have that ready when you go to the bank?
Right. Well, you have to have a business plan, show what, you know, your
right.
projected mm-hmm. income and everything is
right.
for the following years. Mm-hmm. It is a little nerve-wracking, but if you have all of your information that you need, and they were very good to help us with, you know, explaining to us what we needed to bring in or... Right. anything mm-hmm. like that.
I think that's the key to a successful banking relationship is having that connection.
Right.
The ability to talk to your lender.
Right.
And feel that the lender genuinely is interested in your success.
Right.
Because when the business owner is successful, then the bank will make money on the loans.
Right.
So you had that trade-off, and it worked for you.
Right.
In terms of doing your loans, did you happen to get an SBA guaranteed loan, or was it just a straight bank loan?
This was just a straight bank loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. No SBA involved. Yeah. And what Tony mentioned, you know, the relationship, I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that you're the customer when you go to the bank to borrow
right.
the money.
Exactly.
And people sometimes don't approach it that way. That's, please, you know, and that type of approach. But if you got, just like you said, you know, when you got your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you go in, you can answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
The banker sees that you know what you're doing. And they're more likely to say, hey, let's do this loan.
Right.
Go ahead, Laura.
With the bank that we work with, we're their customers, but they were also our customers.
Ah, that
so
helps.
That was it's always been a...
How did that come about? When you went to the bank and you were the customer first, and then they called you and asked you for some assistance to... do some cleaning or...
No, she pointed out how dirty their carpets look. <when she's... laughs>
They need cleaning really bad, don't they?
Bad. Ooh, it's dirty. Let's see. We were their customer first.
Okay.
And then
did you sell them?
Or talked to them and
yeah. Good
said,
for you.
How about, you know, how about this? And it does make a difference.
Well, they've got a vested interest in wanting
right.
you to succeed.
Yeah, it does make a difference because you owe them money and they want to help you get them their money, so...
And that's a great great example of how you can connect with a bank, not only to get the money, but also the bank may become your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Banks need services, too. They need janitorial cleaning services. They need repair services. They need IT services. They need all the things. They need help marketing.
Right.
So banks need all those services, too. Entrepreneurs can... Don't be afraid to approach your bank to be a customer of yours.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a quick... I just want to throw out the phone number once again in case we get any more callers. We got a few minutes left on the air. Call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150, and we'll get you right in here. We're talking this morning with Laura Warhurst, and her company is A-Action Steamway, right? Mm-hmm. LLC. And since 1994, you've been doing it and doing it right. And if people want to get a hold of you, once again, we'll just throw out that contact info because maybe you get some calls from the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our office number is 920-830-0591.
Mm-hmm.
For emergencies, the number is 920-915-6331. And our website is www.aactionsteamway.com.
And she's a Packer fan, so I might mention
Packers.
That.
You bet. Laura, in the business you're in, when you entered the restoration business a couple of years ago, that changed the dynamics of your business a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You probably needed some equipment that you didn't have a lot of at the time. And so in order to enter that line of business and make it profitable for you, you had to do some research.
Yes.
What did you learn from that?
Like I said, this came from the, they're actually called Steamway. That's mm-hmm. where part of our name comes from. But that's their line of work, and they were the ones that had more or less brought it to my partner's attention. And so he spent a lot of time on the phone, mm-hmm. emails, back and forth.
Yep.
With them and trying to figure out what would work best for us, how much equipment we needed. You know, you can start out with the mm-hmm. the basic package sort of thing and then add to it. So we have added to it, and we need to add to it.
Is Steamway a franchise?
Mm-hmm.
It is a franchise.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I wasn't...
What sort of additional equipment did you need? You need, like, dehumidifiers and...
Yeah.
Pumps and dryers and fans and stuff and hoses and...
Right. The equipment that we use for water restoration is called TESS, and that stands for Thermal Energy Systems. Mm-hmm. It comes in a trailer, and you have your heating system, and the whole idea of this equipment is, and this whole system, is that you dry the structure without tearing the structure apart.
Okay.
So you can keep walls intact.
Mm-hmm.
It saves insurance companies, and that's what we try to get across to them, is it does save the insurance quite a bit of money, and they like that.
Now, as you can get a little direction from the franchisor.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Yeah, but I just want people to understand, when you're a franchisee, you're still in your own business.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Yeah.
Right.
They may give you directions. You're going to follow a method that they introduce, and it's up to you.
Right,
yeah.
Definitely.
Right.
How big is your geographical area, Laura? Do you cover the state of Wisconsin? Is it the Fox Valley, North Central, East Central?
For carpet, it's pretty much Fox Valley area. Janitorial is the same. The water restoration, we expand a little further than that. I mean, within the state,
mm-hmm.
we will go.
So you have the equipment and all the services in a trailer,
mm-hmm.
and put some more supplies in a truck, and you can go just about anywhere to do the cleanup. How many water restoration projects could you handle it simultaneously?
This past summer, when we had all the rain, we had mm-hmm. 5 jobs going at one time.
Okay.
So it's a lot of, once you get the equipment set up, it's a lot of going around and
maintaining,
monitoring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to monitor how much moisture's in the walls, and mm-hmm. and that has to all be documented and sent in.
Now, moisture on the walls, that brings up the topic of mold.
Mm-hmm.
Because if all the moisture is not removed from the building, the mold can develop.
Right.
Are there steps you can take to test for mold? Do you have some scientific things
we can
take samples of? Or?
We can test for mold. We are not certified in mold As of yet, that's something that we're definitely looking
like
to.
Like the next step, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's very hazardous. I don't think people understand sometimes how hazardous mold is.
Can you explain a little bit about the hazard of mold?
I think the biggest problem with it is it gets in your walls. It's something people can't see.
Right.
But you get sick, you know, like flu-like symptoms, and it can make you very sick.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
You don't even know you're being affected by it. But
and
it's airborne too. I think it moves around.
Right.
What when we talk about that, you know, we get we're in this. The time when there's all these foreclosures hitting the market and those houses are sitting vacant, some of them collect moisture, and that can be a problem in a house sitting vacant. Do you are you running into more business as a result of this, the economy, what we're going through, and the maybe lenders calling up and saying, hey, we took a house back and we need somebody to go in and do restoration work and that type of thing?
We actually have not had that happen.
Haven't had it. Okay.
No.
All right.
Maybe we will.
It could be a whole new avenue.
It could
see?
Be.
Okay, we got any more? How are we doing on breaks, Robbie? We got one more coming up. Okay, let's take our last break. We're talking with Laura Warhurst, and we'll be right back to A Action Steamway. So right here in Biz Talk, we'll see you on the other side.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Estate planning is not just about you. It's about ensuring that your loved ones aren't burdened by your failure to plan. Estate planning maintains control and clarifies your wishes, which can minimize the discord that sometimes arises at death. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and protects your loved ones when you're gone. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are coming down the stretch on BizTalk this morning. We're talking this morning with Laura Warhurst, and her company is A Action Steamway, LLC. And Laura, why don't we just, for the listeners, let's throw out a contact. And maybe somebody wants to give you a call, says, I got a cleaning job. Only Laura could do this. And you may get a call.
Sure.
Let's give out a phone number. It's in Appleton. The company is here locally.
Yes, Appleton. Right? Yeah. Our office number is 920-830-0591. Mm-hmm. And for emergencies, it's 920-915-6331.
Okay. And you said the website is...
www.aactionsteamway.com.
Gotcha. Okay. Does the franchisor get involved in helping you with any of that stuff, like setting up websites and all?
No.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty much on your own. Yeah. And there is, with franchises, there's a lot of variance on how much involvement from the franchisor you get. In some cases, it's very little.
Right.
But at least you got somebody to pick up a phone mm-hmm. and get some direction with.
Right. Yeah, they've been very helpful.
Yeah.
And they usually provide a pretty good business model to help the entrepreneur get going in the business. And Wisconsin does have some very effective
tough franchise laws. Yeah.
Effective laws to protect the consumer, you and me, and if we're going to sign up to be a franchisee, the franchisor has to be at a certain level of performance, professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Helps everyone.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this has been, we've turned you into a radio star now. you're going to get your own show.
Right.
You're going to clean up.
The Action Hour.
You're going to go clean up.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting, and I have to give you some kudos for having last in business from 94 when people... In this day and age, they come and go in business. Sometimes mm-hmm. they don't even hit the radar screen because they're in and out of business so fast.
Right.
So when you got longevity like that, that's great. That
yeah.
adds
yep.
encouragement.
Yes.
Good flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, as we come to the end of our program each week, we invite our guests on the show to leave a little pearl of wisdom, a biz tip that might be inspirational or valuable to our listening audience. Do you have any one or two that you'd like to share with us?
I would say just stick to it. It does take a lot of effort, but it's well worth it.
Perseverance.
Yeah. And just the golden rule, okay. Treat others as you want to be treated.
Have you ever over the years decided, why did I get into this?
Or on occasion.
A time or two.
A moment or two, I'm sure.
But you stay with it. That's just like you said, the biz tip is you stay with it right through the tough times, the good times. The business always has its swings.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yes.
Part goes with the territory.
Right.
And it sounds like you're doing everything right with your employees. You have good communication with the staff. You've got good training for the staff. You have good communication with your customers. There's follow-up. There's calling in,
mm-hmm.
Completion. You've got your fingers on the pulse of the business. So if something's going to go haywire, you're going to catch on to it really quick. You're
right.
going to see it real soon.
Right.
That's a key thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are down to less than a minute here. So once again, it's aactionsteamway.com, right?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. And... once again, thank you so much
thank
for being our
for
guest this morning.
Me.
Thanks, Laura. It's a pleasure having you on this morning. It's a good conversation.
Thank
Thanks.
You. It was. Thank
delightful
you.
Guest.
It
was yep. good. We'll see you next Saturday morning, same time, same station. Tony Bush will be covering that one because I'm going to be out doing a gig.
We'll have it, and that's Packers Super Bowl weekend.
Okay, that's it.